Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Tangent Nights by Christopher L. Bennett. Narrated and directed by Richard Rowan and performed by a full cast. Tangent Nights 2, Tempest Tossed.
My name is Corey Kagami. I'm a college student from a city called New Avalon in the Mid-Atlantic. My mother, Morgan Herrera, is the greatest inventor and high-tech billionaire on my earth, and she discovered the tangent technology that lets us communicate with parallel universes. She also invented phase metal, a quantum nanotech that can tap into unlimited vacuum energy and do amazing things. She used it to build a super advanced armor for Branton Sung, the head of her cyborg security team, Fire Force. But there was a little accident, and I got fused with the phase metal instead, which Sung was really not happy about. So now I can summon this amazing silver armor out of thin air, like my favorite Japanese superheroes. I called myself Tangent Knight Caprice, and Morgan let me join Fire Force and fight monsters called Intersex, intelligent animals from parallel Earths where evolution went differently. Bigfoots and bat people, terror birds, even bears with thumbs. Except travel between quantum realms is supposed to be impossible, so nobody knew where they came from. Now, there were two other Tangent Knights, Tempest and Gemini. They kind of caused my accident when they raided Morgan's lab, so I thought they were the bad guys. But then they fought alongside me to protect innocent people. Turns out they work for an interdimensional crime-fighting group called Matrix. They told me Morgan was using the Intersex to assassinate her rivals. I didn't want to believe them, but then Morgan sent Fire Force to kidnap me and shut down my armor. I was pretty upset, so Morgan showed me the crashed realm ship she found 2 decades ago and stole her tech advances from. She told me it belonged to super-advanced evil squid people called Seyfal, who traveled the multiverse abducting powerful species as slaves. She was staging the Intersect attacks to develop new weapons to prepare our Earth to fight the Seyfal. But sending monsters to kill people is no way to protect the world, so I refused to play along. Tempest and Gemini came to save me, but Sung used a stolen Matrix prototype to become Tangent Knight Cauldron and trash their armor. But Alex, the scientist who helped develop my phase metal, showed me that my emotions amplify my power. So I reached down deep and unlocked new abilities, and I gave myself, Tempest, and Gemini stronger and much cooler armor. We beat Cauldron, but Morgan got away clean since she practically runs New Avalon. But Cauldron told me that he came from a parallel Earth, and so did my long-lost father. My new friends at Matrix didn't believe him, but I had to find out. I got pretty emotional about it, and when I touched their tangent radio, I found myself naked in a forest on dry land, with the whole city floating overhead. So much for travel to parallel worlds being impossible, huh?
General Andreas Thorson crossed his burly arms and studied Corazon Kagami from across the interview table.
That was a well-rehearsed monologue.
Well, you're like the fourth person I've had to explain it to. I've had practice.
Corey glanced around the Spartan holding room, whose flat, yellowish walls were carved from igneous stone. She was not in the floating city, to her disappointment. She'd been found by a couple of patrolling soldiers who'd warned her that attracting the city dwellers' attention was a bad idea, urging her instead to accompany them to their underground complex. The radiation suits they wore had convinced her to go along. On the plus side, she wasn't naked anymore, though the drab, rough garments she'd been given weren't much improvement. She supposed her own clothes were still back at Matrix headquarters, assuming they hadn't been vaporized when she cross-phased out of her home universe. According to Alex Redding, by all known physics, Corey herself should have disintegrated in the crossing, her particles scattered across 1,000 realities. She supposed the phase metal in her body must have protected her in the same way it had protected the Seyfal realm ship her mother had stolen it from. Her clothes would not have been so lucky. Still, with some luck, her clothes had remained behind at Matrix. Her disappearance would have looked funnier that way. Corey hoped somebody...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?